This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Rachel was just saying it seems like a really long time since we've done the show. I agree.
Yep. I don't even remember how this board thing works.
I don't even know who you are.
Was it Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah. It was Wednesday.
Wow.
Long ass weekend.
No kidding.
Good weekend. Restful weekend. Just makes it feel like forever, you know?
Up until last night. I always give you guys warning. I did not sleep last night.
Oh, no.
I'm out on my feet. There's someone in this room is partially to blame.
Uh-oh.
Is it me?
I'm pretty sure it's not me.
Oh.
It's you.
What did I do?
You were in my dreams.
Oh, what did I do?
You were all in my dreams. It was a work-related dream.
Nice.
I wish I could remember what our task was, but Thomas just kept dicking it. And I love Sue.
That is unusual.
It is, because you are nails. You're good at your job. You're never the one to blame, unlike some people. And I was just like,
now it's me.
So frustrated with you. And I woke up like,
yeah.
The one time I got to sleep at like 5 this morning, and I woke up and I'm like, Thomas.
What were we in, an escape room? What was I doing?
It was kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that kind of thing. And he just kept coming to me with like dumbassery. I'm like, no, this is not what we're doing.
Stop screwing this up.
Someone get me Tony.
Do you remember one day last week, I did a story that I said, hey, PSA for all you parents out there, don't let a bunch of family members over your holiday parties be kissing on and hugging on and sticking faces in front of all your little kids.
Sick.
Because RSV is going around and doctors are saying that that's the number one cause of it is, you know, exposure to all these people and little kids, and it's really bad. James got RSV. And I am positive. And I was, that
story. Did you
story,
not follow your rule?
I did not. That story was in my head. Like, I'm watching on Thanksgiving all of these people on both sides of the family, because we go to two different parties. Everybody's kissing his cheeks and sticking their face in his face. And every time I'm witnessing this, I'm thinking about the story that I did on the radio. And then the next day, by Friday night, he's coughing real bad, and he's got a fever.
He was sick at the...
We go to the doctor on Saturday, and yeah, he just had a... That was just like a cold, but this is like, we go to the doctor, and sure enough, they test him. He has RSV.
He's just so kissable looking.
So we had a long, bad weekend.
That sucks. I don't know what RSV is.
It's a respiratory infection. It's high fever.
So I'm sure we've all had it, but we didn't know.
Yeah, I think it's mostly a little kid's thing.
Yeah.
Like, it really affects. I remember both the girls at one point had it. Grace had it really bad when she was young. Yeah, it's a really, really serious coughing and fever thing. And
man,
and
that's miserable.
Sometimes the cough is
when
so
your kids are sick.
Yeah, and just can't stop coughing. So they can't sleep because they just cough all night. And sometimes they have to go to the hospital to get oxygen because they're coughing so bad.
Ironically, since I just said I didn't sleep last night, I could be apologizing again tomorrow. But I wanted to apologize to you guys because last Tuesday and Wednesday, I was a bitch. I just was. I was mean and I was absent. I've been going through some stuff the last 30 years, and it just all caught up with me, and I was a baby, so I just wanted to apologize to you.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're going
I don't remember, but
stuff.
I accept your apologies. Yes.
Oh, I remember the pyramid fight.
Yeah, but we fight on pyramid every week.
That's true, but people were, like, concerned about that one.
Oh, every week.
Every week?
I just
that, and that was the fight, was me saying, you fight every week, and then you got mad at me for saying
that. I can't play anymore. I can't.
Maybe you should be the pyramid master.
You should host it.
I
really should host
it. Yeah, this doesn't happen in Half Wits because you're the game show host.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
loved
saying?
It. When I hosted Pyramid, I loved it.
Yeah.
You would love it.
No. It just took me back to being a very young man who was in a, not a serious relationship with a girl, but I really liked her a lot. And 2 months into it, I played Trivial Pursuit with her family.
Oh, I remember. I know the story.
And I did one of those.
Yeah.
And
that was it.
That was it.
Because you just attacked everybody in the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Could you know what?
I can't control myself. So
you know what
my
might
apologies.
Solve this problem, Rachel?
Hmm.
That maybe we close down the Pyramid chapter, and we start the Studio Feud chapter.
Would I?
And you would be the host.
Okay.
Oh.
Dave would be the host, or me?
Yeah, Dave.
Okay.
I can't be trusted to compete.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my all problem. Right.
That's the whole idea here, is that he needs to not compete.
The okay. first time...
We can make Studio Feud happen on a weekly basis, but it's going to take some elbow grease.
Yeah. We've got to have answers that are, you know, something from at least...
The very first time Maureen and her family saw me compete was in an indoor soccer match against a bunch of priests.
Right.
They carried two off the field because of me.
Oh, dang.
This one priest, I still see him, was just on my ass, and I put him into a wall.
Yeah. I get it.
I can't control it.
I get it. I'm the same
no
way.
No excuse. It's just knowing your limitations.
I'm extremely competitive, too. I get it. That's why when you were getting mad, that I was like, oh, this is bad, because now I can't help but poke the bear. Like,
thanks for having
on
my back.
I said that on the air. I was like, I checked the tape. We said something like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. I was like, well, now I can't help doing it. And I did it the next segment.
It's the dumbest thing to get mad at. Because you're playing a game.
Right.
The game's going to be
a
over.
Fun game for your radio show.
The game's
to make
be
people over. Smile.
But here's the thing. When I'm in the zone, I don't care about the show.
I get it.
I don't care about you. It's terrible. But
I know.
It's lifelong.
I get it.
I've thrown so many life boards, that little game you play where you get a baby and you put it in the car.
The pink or the
Who
blue.
Who throws a life board?
Susie on Twitter already chiming in. I love the idea of Dave as the host rather than the competitor.
It's awkward for everyone.
They're feeling it.
All right, well, let's...
So maybe we figure out a way to do Studio Feud and you be the host.
Or maybe even invent a whole new game. We could make it happen over Christmas.
I think we...
Let's call it Bitches.
I think it's time to...
Where it's just who can get the maddest and be the essiest about the smallest, pettiest thing. I would be...
This is the right room
I would
for
be
it.
The Michael Jordan. I would have so many championship rings on
Which
my
you
finger.
Know what? Is And I've said this before in Pyramid. I love it. Because for once, I'm not the worst.
Dave, tell me about the 1998 championship where you called your mom a whore. That was amazing. You really went for it.
Can I just say one thing about the
No,
fight?
You can't.
Oh, boy.
No, what okay. did you not get?
Oh,
no,
boy.
It's fine.
No, you got to now.
Well, my favorite part was Dave was throwing a
fit. Oh, here we go. Here's your favorite part about me losing my temper.
And then I was like, what? Blah, blah, blah. I'm arguing back. And he goes, why do you care so much? You're going crazy. What's wrong? And I was like... I didn't start this.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Dave just threw
the
a banana.
The fight is back on.
Dave just threw a banana at Rachel.
I just had to... That was my favorite part.
I do People think it is... why I had a banana.
I do think it's time. No matter what. I think even without this, even without the fighting, I think Pyramid
I'm ready.
Has started to run its course.
I agree.
And it might be time just to introduce a new game. Or
Can I have my banana back?
Nope.
It's bruised now anyway.
It is bruised. You don't want that.
Yeah, but it's for a reason.
Oh.
I don't care. Shouldn't have thrown it and
bit?
Hit me in the shoulder.
Yeah, we're not in the bit now.
Not in the bit now.
Okay.
No, there's a new thing that says the number one superfood to lose weight is to eat banana peels. So I was going to pay peels. Taliban to eat a banana peel.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't even know how... It seems like it would be awfully chewy.
Oh, that's the bit.
Is it...
Andrew, are you interested in making money?
Hold on.
Is it keto-friendly?
He looks...
I doubt it.
Hesitant.
He's been on keto for 4 months.
No, yeah, I'm talking about... I'm talking about for me.
I've heard 3 years.
If it won't...
Here, just take this and decide whether or not you want to...
If it won't mess up my diet, I'll do it. If they're not loaded with carbs and sugar.
I feel like bananas are...
The banana
not
is...
Keto-friendly.
No, you're right, but I don't know about the peel.
Yeah.
You're right about the actual fruit.
It's where all the nutrients are and less calories.
Are you just going for it?
It can improve your sleep and enhance your skin.
No,
Ooh, the banana peel is made of carbohydrates.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Roughly 60%.
Okay. Just like you, Andrew.
So I can't go there.
He's eating the regular banana.
Yeah, that's not
the
challenge.
You're not going to get paid for eating the banana.
I don't think the peel is edible.
Well, that you could go against the whole story. Anything.
The story said that's the whole story. The new superfood.
You can technically eat anything.
No. Why don't you go wash it? It's been on the ground.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw it at me.
Oh, no, it's fine.
You're going
Why don't you go wash it?
He can't wash it now. The banana is exposed.
If we're going to do that, you can turn it upside down.
Yeah, now it's just gross to wash.
You can turn it upside down and rinse it.
I got to eat the banana first.
You're going to get 20% more vitamin B6, Andrew, and your skin will improve.
Here, no, save the...
Just one. Just pull a peel.
Save the banana till the end as a chaser.
Good call.
I was thinking when he threw the banana, I was like, man, I could go for a banana. So I was
Wish he'd throw a banana at me.
I'd
catch it in my
mouth.
It's
like Mario Kart in here today.
All right, so you think I should go rinse this real quick?
No, you don't want a wet banana peel.
Yeah, just eat it.
Is that better than a dry banana peel?
What's the water going to do? Unless you use soap, nothing's going to be
That's true.
Yeah, why don't
sanitized?
You take soap and water to that big banana?
All right, here he goes.
You got to eat the whole thing to get money.
That was actually like a satisfying crisp.
Snap?
Yeah.
You jealous?
No, I don't want it. I feel like I know what it tastes like.
Is it gross? Is it bitter?
No, my whole thing, do you mean the whole banana peel?
No. Just what you have in your hand.
Okay.
What does it taste like?
Hold it in there for a second. I'm going to get a good pick here after you explain to Sue what it tastes like.
Mm. Like paper, but also kind of, it's got some banana to it.
Gotcha.
It's got a hint of banana.
Banana flavored paper.
So it's like, yeah, banana flavored paper.
All right.
Yeah. All right, hold it in there for a sec. Well, that didn't
really, it's crispy.
I didn't really get a good look at the banana peel on that.
Rach, how much for you to take a bite out of that banana he's been eating?
No thanks.
Put it in there.
I'm not a big banana person in the first place. That is one food you should not share.
There we go.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have you guys ever had grass?
Are you asking?
Yeah, I have tried to eat grass many times.
There's a bit of grass to it.
Huh. It's going to boost the moisture content.
Did that one get you?
Oh.
What?
Oh, no.
What happened?
Don't throw up.
I don't know.
The taste? All of a sudden?
Yeah. Middle tastes different.
That was your fourth bite.
What is happening?
I bit into something, and there was some kind of a squish, and it released a flavor.
That was it not banana or grass?
Now, I did not vet this at all. Telling the truth about eating there banana was a, peel? Or
no,
this?
No, it's true. I'm reading it.
There was a pus ball on the...
There was
that
something.
You just...
There was something. It occurred to me as I'm taking this bite.
Tony,
I'm like,
did you get that on video?
I did not. I wish I did. All I did was take a picture.
Google says, is it okay to eat banana peel? The first sentence says, banana peels are not poisonous.
There you go.
So put your mind at ease.
He's taking your advice, right?
Yeah, using it as a chaser. That's what I'm saying. Let's go down a little easier.
Man, this is absolutely disgusting.
All right, guys, we're back from Thanksgiving. Let's hit the ground running. Let's get some good content going.
Yeah, not our usual crap.
Segment one, watch Andrew eat a banana peel in silence.
Sounds about right.
Well, we've learned. We've learned, though, Rachel. It
it's
tastes
the holiday
like banana
season.
Paper.
So what's the superfood? What's the superfood aspect
Here's the
of
thing. A lot of dietary fiber. 20% more vitamin B6, almost 20% more vitamin C, and it boosts both your potassium and magnesium intake.
Well, I'm deficient in probably every possible nutrient, so
that's true.
This can only be good, even though it does taste like the floor.
Of course, they do suggest putting it in a smoothie.
No, just eat it. It's
or
fine.
Baked goods or a curry.
Andrew, do you feel like you could eat this as a way to kind of tamp down a big meal from earlier in the day? Like
a
smoothie?
For sure. Smoothie style. Yeah.
But it's like a trash compactor in your stomach.
They also recommend that perhaps you cook it a bit to soften the skin.
We don't have time for that.
It's really could be so much worse. Like, it's really not. When you think about
that one bite you had didn't look like it.
Yeah, fourth bite.
That one was rough. That one, I don't know what happened with that one. But
did you know that?
Here's your money.
Did you know that bananas are considered bad luck by fishermen?
No.
If you're going fishing, You're not supposed to bring a banana on the boat. I'm being dead serious.
Huh.
Why? It's considered bad luck.
He's suffering again.
Yeah, I had that last time. I
don't know why. I'm sure we could look it up, but I've always known that as a fisherman, that it is bad luck to bring a banana on a boat.
Maybe they have one of those bad peel bites.
Look it up.
Why are bananas?
327 DGS. I wonder if there are any fellow board throwers out there on Twitter.
Poor sports? Yeah, I'm betting.
I'm talking board throwers.
Okay.
Like, this is done.
All over the place.
Hasbro's coming out with a longer version of Monopoly.
What?
Sweet.
Why?
Has anyone ever finished a game, like, legit?
I have.
No.
No.
I have.
Anyone else cheat? Anyone else, like, just take money out of the bank?
No.
No.
If I can get away with it, yes.
There you go. Appreciate your honesty.
I will only finish a game of Monopoly if someone gets me the female Monopoly.
Oh, yeah, where you're...
What is that?
It's where, just for being women, Sue, we get an extra $200 when we pass go.
Yeah, there's...
Now we're talking.
There's built-in advantages for women.
It's like Monopoly girl power or something.
Yep.
Sounds like real life.
Have you ever finished a game of Risk?
I've never started a game
of
Risk.
It's been a really long time since I played Risk, but I'm sure we finished it.
We never had Monopoly. We only had Risk, so...
I was pretty much an only child. Like, my brother and sister were gone by the time I was 4. So we had board games. We had Risk. But I would just use it, like, I would make grapes play each other and stuff.
Yeah.
We had a sad day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Molly died.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wait. Dave's guinea pig.
The guinea pig.
Oh.
The guinea pig that had a...
It spoke.
True affection for Dave and, mm-hmm. and spoke.
So sad.
Yeah, that is very sad.
I'm sorry.
She was, if I remember correctly, she outlived most guinea pigs. Like
5 years.
Yeah, she was a lot older than most guinea pigs get to be. I remember checking her age once and thinking, wow.
She had a good run.
She did have a good run.
Dogs are lost.
Without
like,
her?
She was
well, you always said
the
that,
kingpin.
Yeah, you always said that she kind of ran the ship.
They checked in with her.
Did they?
Really?
Did you,
oh, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Was it just completely out of the blue? Like,
no, she left a note.
You know what I mean. Like,
she was on hospice.
Had she been,
for
had
a couple
she
of
been behaving any differently,
I just
not
can't do
eating,
this
not
anymore.
Drinking? Like,
no. No. It was like the way I want to go.
Yeah.
Curled
in
up in
sleep.
A corner of a cage.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah. She died the way she lived in a cage.
That's
did
really
she get
sad.
Any good carrots the day before?
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of vegetables lately.
Yeah. Okay.
Buried her with a big carrot.
Aww.
Yeah.
That
See, this is the reality of having animals. Like, I loved Molly.
I know you
she
did.
She was my girl. So it was very sad for me.
Yeah.
Put her in a sweet little box with a little blanket and a carrot, and then I went outside and buried her 3 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Moses would dig her up and eat her.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the reality.
Yeah.
No storybook ending here.
Right.
And I still got to watch him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Would you just leave him inside, go out and bury him, and then just try to cover it up, hoping that he won't find it? Or has he found it and hasn't made it down that far?
Put a couple of big logs.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
On top.
That's a good plan.
So.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I know. I mean, that was, like, part of your routine. That's got to be weird to, like, I know you, like, had the routine of, like, passing her room, going in, giving her a handful of food, blah, blah, blah. Like just breaking that one little part of your normal day has got to be so weird.
Yeah, just so sad.
It is super sad.
When you say the dogs checked in with her, do you mean they trotted in and sniffed her in the cage and all?
Nose to nose.
She spoke, Sue.
Yeah, oh, she I'm would sorry. Go, wait.
Yeah.
She had a vocabulary of at least 2 words.
What were they?
Wait and Dave.
Huh. Yeah.
Aww.
Usually used back to back.
No, she.
Wait, Dave.
I played it for you, right?
Is yeah.
One point? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she yelled the word wait.
I think we
oh
heard
my
it.
Gosh.
I think
we,
I think, like in the morning, you had to be stealthy. Because as soon as she heard you, she was on it.
Wait.
And so what would happen is a lot of times I'd go in, I'm like, oh, hey, Molly. Hey, sweetie. And then I'd go back out to let the dogs out, and you could.
Wait, 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 wait. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, wait, that's my mom.
She's not in the ceiling.
That's how my mom will go. We'll just get a call from JCPenney. She's back.
Yes. What a tough weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's awful. No wonder you didn't sleep.
James is laid up with RSV, Molly.
I evidently held her way too long. Like, you know, Phoebe's still a kid. She's almost 15, but she's a kid.
Yeah.
I was really worried about her being upset.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just holding her.
Uh-huh.
Molly, not Phoebe.
Right.
And Phoebe's like, so.
Oh, yeah.
Probably bury her anytime you want.
Yeah, ready to move on.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather that doesn't than surprise just me. Sitting there holding the dead guinea pig.
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh.
Guess I'm the only one with feelings.
Yeah. You know what? You hold that guinea pig for as long as you want to.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
You try to take her from me.
I'm a little surprised with the because you have the pond right there that you didn't go Viking style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would have been really sweet.
Like a tiny little wicker boat.
Mm-hmm. You can still make it happen.
Play a little.
Dig her back up.
Yeah.
I want to exhume her.
Play some trumpets.
I'm glad we're making fun of it now.
Say some words. No!
Yeah, we had a relatively good 3 minutes of respect there.
Well, I'm saying that would be, we just said last week that that is the coolest way to go. You had that opportunity.
We mean this totally sincerely. If you're taking it another way.
That's on me.
That's on you.
That's my problem.
That was a pretty good
trumpet. In all honesty,
it really was.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't you have buried her outside of Moses' reach?
Yeah, but that didn't seem right.
Yeah.
To put her on the other side of the fence.
Technically not, yeah.
Wouldn't that be like the front yard?
Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
No, he gets around.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I was going to say if you went on the other side of the fence, I'm sorry. Yeah. It feels weird to bury a pet in the front yard is what I was saying.
I agree.
But if that's not what you're talking about, but
no, I was,
whatever.
That's what I was talking about in the backyard.
Grave.
I was talking about in the backyard on the other side of the fence is what I was talking about.
Was it like a shoebox? Is that what you buried her in?
No, but it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of fancy Phoebe got makeup or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, glossy box or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace, Molly.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like I think Tony and I met her at a football draft.
I did. Yeah. Several times for sure. I think we heard her talk.
Yeah,
I think
in person.
Did.
I know you had it recorded on your phone
mm-hmm.
at one point, but I'm pretty sure we heard it in person. Are you gonna get another guinea pig or
no,
not so much?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe you'll change your mind.
Man, when we went to get her at who knows PetSmart, whatever. I get mad every time I say that word because of their Nazi approach to fish.
Oh,
like I just
tell
get so mad.
You have to like prove that you have the right size.
Right.
Tell me about
where they're
it.
Like, oh, you want one betta fish? Well, that's a 20-gallon tank. And then they pull the damn fish out of a tank with 500 fish in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Or
that.
The betta fish they sell in bowls that are no bigger than
a
sippy cup. And they're like, oh, yeah, but when you get them, you need to give them more room. The goldfish thing makes me nuts.
We went there, just me and Phoebe. 5.5 years ago, whatever, and she wanted a hamster. I'd never had a hamster.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little mice on crack.
Yeah.
I mean, they freaked me out.
Yeah.
And then there's the guinea pigs sitting there, and there was one, I think his name was Clem, and he was one of those with like a big like mohawk, you know? And I'm like, oh, what's his story? They're like, oh, that's Clem. He's been with 3 different families, and he's back again.
Oh!
So I don't know if he smoked or, like, what, you know,
he's
stole things.
Probably. He probably smoked.
I'm surprised you didn't buy him.
Yeah.
I am, too. I
was an outsider.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm attracted to things like that.
I'm surprised Clem didn't come home.
Yeah.
Wonder what Clem's word would have been.
Clem's got a little switchblade tucked in his fur.
That's how he is.
Probably would have been
and
R.
And he was doing this.
Probably been R-rated.
He's doing this.
Yeah.
He's giving me the side eye, chewing on something like...
Who's this guy?
I'm ready to go on you, dude.
Hamsters are nothing but just slightly more attractive mice.
Yeah, they're nuts.
They're just mice.
Yeah, we had a gerbil that was my first pet, Fuzzy the gerbil. And I don't think I ever even touched the gerbil because I was freaked out by it.
Yeah. What did you do?
We did not have Fuzzy for long. My mom gave him away... Probably within 6 months of getting him.
He went to the farm?
No, I think he legitimately went to another person's house.
Do you really?
Yes, because wow. I remember she was like, we got to get him ready.
I bet he went to the toilet.
No, no, no. Mm. He went to someone she worked with's house. I'm pretty sure.
As far as we know.
I've never heard of that.
Why would she move his cage if she was just going to flush him down the toilet?
To sell it to you.
Yeah.
Let's just go with the original story. Yes.
I'm sure he's still
that
living there.
That hamster is living happily with her mother's friend from
farm
work.
With a sweet old yes. woman that raises yes. gerbils.
Who's
Fuzzy
an
ended
expert.
Up going to the University yeah. of Illinois, from what I hear.
He went to a gerbil ranch.
He's doing great.
I was a full-grown adult in my 20s before I realized... Well, I guess I always realized, but I took the time to actually know the difference between a hamster, a gerbil, and a guinea pig.
Okay, stop
talking.
They were
all three of the same thing.
Stop saying words.
Yeah.
I've known you 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite sentence you've ever said. Andrew, I'm going to need that whole sentence.
I've already looked it up because I had the same thought.
I was a full-grown man in my 20s. I'm like, okay, let's see where this goes. Before I finally took the time to
Go
realize
ahead.
The difference between a gerbil, a mouse, a hamster,
Bring
and a
gerbil, encyclopedia.
A gerbil, a hamster, and a guinea pig.
Yeah, go ahead.
If somebody would have said...
You know what, Mom? I'm 28. It's time.
If somebody... When I was a kid, if somebody said that they had a hamster or a gerbil or a guinea pig...
Pictured a gorilla?
In my head, they were all the same thing.
Even a guinea pig? That, guinea those are much
big.
Larger.
Now, I know. Huh? I get it.
He was
but
28.
I just... They all... They were... It was all interchangeable.
You sure we're not talking about your dumbass brother?
All interchangeable. All interchangeable to me. He doesn't even know that.
He doesn't know that they exist.
I don't even know what to say. My brother's a fine man.
You guys remember back when I had a band, we'd play this?
I don't know if I ever saw you guys play this song.
Really? You always left early.
Mostly do Beatles.
We always start with the Beatles, and then you guys would leave. Then we would play everything else. You know who loved this song? Molly.
Oh, Molly.
Yeah. So I can play some more Beatles for you to be like, wait. Wait,
that kills me.
She's a little fat bottom girl.
That's right, she was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, the walk-in tub.
So it's Terry Bradshaw now? He just...
That's me in 30 years.
He just had the football in there with him.
Yeah.
Sure.
Laying in the tub, holding the football like he's going to throw a pass.
Oh, God.
In the walk-in tub.
Doesn't Terry Bradshaw have enough money? Does he really need to do the safe step walk-in tub?
What's the lineage here? It was Ed McMahon.
Pat Boone.
Then he passed. And then Pat Boone.
He's still alive.
Pat Boone did
it? I feel like there was somebody after Pat Boone.
I'd rather see Pat Boone naked than Terry Bradshaw.
Right? I feel like...
In fact, I wouldn't mind it at all.
I feel like there's somebody between Pat Boone and Bradshaw doing these commercials.
Mark
anyway.
Cliff.
Yeah.
What did I say real dumb about the walk-in?
I think you said, how does it work? They say you get in and then you fill it up.
I think you asked about opening the door.
Yeah,
how do you open the door?
It still seems like a reasonable question to me.
Yeah, I remember that. It definitely had something to do with the door.
Attorney Chet Pleben joined us. Hey, Chet.
Hey, how are you guys?
Do you have a walk-in bathtub yet?
No, but Perry Como was my favorite.
Favorite old white guy?
Yeah. Did he do the commercials?
No. He's been dead for 40 years.
I didn't like how he sang. I just like his sweater. That was it.
Okay. I'm definitely dreaming. This isn't happening.
Listen. Chet's in Florida. It's been happy hour there for 3 hours.
Yes. Why not? That's sad. We don't need sweaters.
Right.
No, got my rocks off. Bobby Goldsboro. That's my gay crush. It wouldn't kick Newt Gingrich out of bed.
Like to take a bath with Bobby Darin.
Yes, I know no one asked for this, but I'm going to tell you.
If I could have one 70s star in the shower, it's Mike Connors from Mannix. People know this about me.
Splish, splash, we were taking a bath, eh, Bobby?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is an auspicious return.
Yeah, no kidding.
So oral arguments were today about the new gun case at the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, they were. An extremely unique situation for this reason. The Heller decision back in 2008 said that the Second Amendment was an individual right, not a governmental, an individual right. A couple years later, they applied that holding to the state. But since that time, they've avoided any issue as it relates to the Second Amendment and gun control. And as you know, Dave, the Supreme Court gets to cherry pick the cases that they want to hear. It goes up through the lower courts, gets to the Supreme Court. You have no right for them to hear it, and they pick very, very few cases that they want to hear and decide. So in this particular circumstance, along comes the city of New York, and they pass a law that requires you to have a premises license to keep a gun in your home. And then they further restrict that by saying that you can only carry that weapon outside of your home to 7 firing ranges within the city. It's challenged. The lower courts, all the way up through the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, they say, nope, it's constitutional. There's no violation of the Second Amendment. So now they petition the Supreme Court, and lo and behold, the United States Supreme Court says, yep, that's one of those very few cases that we hear, but we're going to hear this one. So New York, they're not stupid. They can count the noses on the Supreme Court. So they say, wait, you know, we're going to change this. We're going to allow you to transport your weapons in a locked and loaded and locked container to second homes and to shooting ranges outside the city, which was the primary complaint of the people who were challenging the law. So the Supreme Court, New York figures, okay, we're done. This case is moot. Supreme Court says, no. We're going to hear the argument on this thing. And that's the argument that occurred today. So now the question before the court is, do they not only hear it, but do they decide it? Or do they say the case is moot? What's left? The city of New York changed the law. There's no longer that restriction. The folks who were complaining about the law to begin with, they got what they wanted. So they have a choice. They can say, no, we're going to keep it. And we're going to address the issue of really what it means to keep and bear arms in the context of any sort of transportation or travel restrictions. When in the Heller case, Scalia wrote that opinion, but Kennedy was the tiebreaker in the Heller case. And what he said was, no, look, I'll go along with this, but we have to keep the ban on sensitive places. For example, schools, churches, government buildings, those sorts of things. And so yes, you can have your gun, you can do all that sort of stuff, but you can't carry it into those sensitive places, and there can be restrictions placed on that, and it wouldn't violate the Second Amendment. So now the folks want to take up this challenge to see if they can have a change in Heller to the extent that there's no sensitive place ban on where you carry your gun. Now, I suspect that the decision, you know, the Supreme Court, they kind of got played in this thing. So, you know, as far as the city of New York is concerned, they're okay all the way up because they're winning. But once they get to the Supreme Court, they say, well, wait, there's a possibility that we're going to lose it. And so now we're going to, you know, cut the legs off the Supreme Court. We're not going to let them hear this. So we're going to change the law, which, of course, would in theory, at least, from their perspective, render it moot.
So let me ask you this, Chet. So there's no, you know, higher authority than the Supreme Court. If the majority and the Chief Justice decide, well, even though it's a moot point, we're going to decide this issue, and they issue an order, it's the law, right?
It's the law. It's absolutely the law. Yes. So, you know, the issue that obviously, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and those folks, they were saying, well, wait a minute. it's moot. And more importantly, we don't decide these cases and give kind of advisory type opinions. It has to work its way all up through the lower courts. This issue on this law that they now have passed didn't have the opportunity to work its way up through the lower courts. I suspect also that one of the primary reasons that the court today agreed to hear it was a mistake that the Democrats made, and particularly several members of the Senate, particularly Sheldon Whitehouse, I think, led the charge. And basically, he threatened them. What he said was, listen, you folks better get on board, because if you don't get on board, then there are going to be steps taken to expand the court.
Mm, interesting.
Yes.
All right, Chet, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks for exposition on white men you're attracted to.
No problem.
Harry Como.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.